Just noticing as we've been doing all week how it is to be sitting here now. Acknowledging any sense of clinging or holding on to perhaps how we have found it to be in some of the recent days, perhaps when it's been stiller or quieter, when we've been more settled in ourselves. Just acknowledging this is how it is now. So for example, I notice in myself a bit of agitation from trying to do quite a few things before we met. So that sense of hurrying up. So the period of sitting is an opportunity to tune in. Okay, things have got quicker again. A chance, just allow that to slowly, gradually slow down. So it's also receiving. And receiving the after effects or the results of what has been done, what's happened. So we might notice, for example, sense of satisfaction or relief. It's like, yes, done this, done that. Like I'm ready. Or if we've left something unfinished, undone, and we notice that sense of slight concern, I must remember that. I so often find that when I sit, it's like, oh yes, just thoughts come up, remembering, oh yes, I've completely forgotten that. Oh, never mind. Thank you, memory, for popping up again. I'll try to remember afterwards to get around to doing that. We just acknowledge both the pleasant and the unpleasant feelings and sensations and the memories and thoughts, the expectations and how they trigger pleasant or unpleasant feelings. and we give them some space. And while we're sitting, we remind ourselves we don't have to do anything right now, more than just acknowledge, allow, without buying into a story, needing to get more caught up. Just let it be. And then I just fade again. Because right now, we're just sitting. There's nothing else we need to do. Know where we're going and nothing to get. sat with ourselves for a while, we feel a bit more centered, a bit calmer, clearer. If we wish, in anticipation of needing to be more open and available to meet the world again, then just in our own time we can just make like a small gesture of bringing to mind the others here, the others in the room. Or others in our lives we might see later. Or just a more general sense of needing to engage again. So like that movement of being just open, available in a friendly way. And noticing how that feels for us, even just the idea. So something is open and just feels like, yes. We can appreciate that. Something in us feels ready. We'd quite like to do that. Or if that feels a little daunting still, then we don't need to take it very far. Just rest with ourselves if we wish. We keep on just checking in with ourselves. Are we pushing too far? Are we trying too much? Are we holding on to something which actually wants to have a bit more room? Maybe clinging a bit too much to something pleasant, which actually can fill a little bit more space. And hopefully we're finding something in the middle. And you know, this is about right for now. Not too much, not too little. Just trusting. You may notice that if that changes over time, it could just be a spontaneous shifting, maybe attention wanting to come inwards more, maybe wanting to go outwards a bit more. We're just tuning into a natural rhythm of opening and closing of attention. Attention wants to come more central, deeper inside at times. Then perhaps after a while, it wants to just expand out a little bit. We can follow this natural, it's like a breath. Expansion and contraction. Opening and closing. break. And then we'll have a little break. I think earlier Laura was mentioning, whether it was this morning or last night, mentioning about transition. You know, we transition from retreat environment back into more sort of daily, everyday life. And how useful it can be to really give attention to noticing how the transition is, because we can learn such a lot in the transitions. I think that's what I was trying to do with that little guided meditation, and just noticing for myself how this morning I started speeding up. You know, I wanted to do this, where do I find this? Where is this? This is all really minor stuff, and yet just that sense of both a mental and a physical agitation, so physically it's like, oh, just moving a bit quicker and so on. So then how useful it was to come and sit again, just to tune into that. And I think one of the things which is so useful leaving a retreat, going home, going back to your, wherever you're going, what you're going to be doing the next few days, weeks, months, etc., is like the way we hold our periods of quiet, the opportunities we are able to make for maybe formal sitting, maybe have a regular meditation practice, or maybe it's not a regular meditation practice, it's just you're grateful to get 5 minutes sitting on the sofa you've gone to bed and you're just like, ah. You know, a few minutes in the morning before everyone else is up. Or in your lunch break. You know, I can sit at my desk or look out the window, or maybe you're lucky and somewhere nice I can go. Not far away, I can just sort of sit on a park bench for a few minutes. Listen to the birds and feel the, you know, the outdoor air. And how we use these, you know, these little periods of time. Because our meditation practice can be so much about, you know, we want to get back to the stillness, the relative quiet, that really pleasant state we remember having one time. And of course, you know, we often, that's not how we find ourselves. Our lives tend to be so full and busy that there's so many just unfinished threads of, like, you know, a conversation which sort of would just had to be left at a, like, it didn't really quite seem we resolved that. There's still some doubt or question or, you know, perhaps hurt or sense of, oh, even missed opportunities. Like, oh, it was going so nicely and actually I really wish we could have, you know, spoken a bit more. But of course, I mean, this is life. So the opportunities are to, rather than sitting down, the sense of getting something or to get to something that's more, okay, it's been really busy, how is it? And of course there'll be all sorts of things. It can be quite a jumble, mixed feelings and thoughts and so on. And it's not like a matter of trying to, you know, put it all into order, it's like, oh, there's this and there's that, and, you know, just quickly arrange the furniture and tidy the room. Nothing to begin with. It's more, actually, what's the room like? Oh, it's a bit of a mess. My mind's a bit of a mess. Bit all over the place at the moment. Okay, that's how it is. It's like, oh, bit all over the place. Okay. Oh, so that's interesting. Yeah, there's a bit there. There's a bit there. There's a bit there. Oh yeah, there's a bit here. And there's a bit sort of up there. It's what we gradually take in, a little bit more of the scenery, the picture of how it is. And even just in doing this, like if we've given ourselves the time to do that gesture of giving ourselves the time, that's already like opening a bit of space. There's a bit of space in amongst and around the mess. There's still some space. And you might be able to start to appreciate the space. And when we can appreciate the space a bit, then we can also begin to appreciate some of the things in the space which are the mess. Oh, look at that. Oh, I left a coffee cup over there. Okay, I could take that and put that in the bin. Take the dirty plates and I could wash them up. And so we gradually start to give a little bit of attention, suitable attention to what we notice. And of course this is always contingent, dependent on how long we have. So maybe it's a big mess and we haven't got very long. So it's like, okay, just have time to come in the door. Oh, there's quite a big mess here. Okay, take a deep breath, you know. Take a moment. Okay, this will take a while. Haven't got a long time, so I'm not going to, you know, just mad dash, go to it really, really fast, but I'm going to start, you know, okay, like this, yeah, that can go there, this can go here, yeah. Okay, well, 5 minutes, that's all I've got time for, but made a little impression on it. And so, okay, that's all. Leave the room, close the door. It's the image of it, I think I gave the other day also. It's like we've taken something off the shelf to have a look at it. And something which perhaps has been on the shelf for a long time. We haven't given it any time or attention for a while. No, we just take it off. This ornament, does it still mean something for me? Does it still have something? Is it still something I want to keep? Just put it back on the shelf, or not sure. It's got too many associations and memories. Maybe I just leave it. Not ready yet. Can't put this in the bin or take it to the charity shop just yet. So very gentle with our formal practice. Doesn't need to be our formal practice. You know, it's just those little times in the day when we find we have a few moments. And we'll come in a little while to talking a bit more about what else we can do just to nurture ourselves, just to support and encourage ourselves in our everyday lives, not just necessarily formal practice or practicing on our own. We all need whatever help we can get with our practice, because it is hard work. It's hard to remember to do it, it's hard to get the time to do it. When you do get the time, it's hard to make that gesture of just turning towards actually how is it now? Because so often we find I'm tired, I'm edgy, I'm frustrated, I'm anxious, etc. And it seems so much easier just to ignore that and turn on the telly or do something else. So when we do bring ourselves with a mix of kindness and sometimes we need to sort of goad ourselves a little bit, encourage ourselves, like, come on, don't be late, come on, I'm going to do this. We just need to have a little bit of determination, make a little bit of effort. And then shifting tack slightly, like just noticing or bringing to mind we're still in a very sort of sensitive place at the moment. So even when we finish the period this morning and lunchtime, we say the noble silence is over. And how fortunately it's a nice day, and because of the COVID maybe we'll want to be more outside rather than inside. Sometimes it's just like in the dining room here, it's deafening. So also, it's very much we still need to take responsibility for finding our way to emerge back into wherever we need to be going and getting ourselves there safely. We can't just say, "Oh, all phenomena are empty." Doesn't matter how fast I drive or how fast everyone else is driving, I'm doing 10 miles an hour in the fast lane. There's no worry. What's the problem? Laura, do you want to? You want to pick up, and fill out.
Sensing into myself this morning, and what's occurred to me is the stillness, the simplicity. It's not something we did. We can't hold on to it. In terms of the externals, the external world. But what we maybe learn about touch in the process of the retreat is how we lose the stillness within. So there's a Zen poem called The Verses on Faith Mind. And its first line you'll probably know, which is, "The great way is not difficult for those who have no preferences." So, in the verse of this poem it says, "We try to stop activity to achieve peace. That very activity fills us with activity." So it's maybe during the course of the retreat how we've seen the movements of pulling and pushing, and that capacity in itself to be with that urge or be with that push or that resistance, not to be with it and not in it. And in that, there's peace. In that place, there's peace. I was also thinking about some words of a teacher I've spent quite a bit of time with called Sayadaw Utejaniya. It's a Burmese teacher some of you might have heard of. And he would talk to us about being curious about that which wants to practice. Is that in us when there's a certain amount of the right kind of Dharma input, where we get interested, where it makes sense in a certain way, and then we don't have to try to engage with practice. We're already there because we're interested, or it's making sense in a certain way. So that which wants to practice brought you here. And for myself, that takes us to what is practicing. What is practicing? What's actually working in the mind? And the things we learn on retreat, they continue working in the background of the mind, even if we think we forget them. And what really supports me, and it's actually an incredible support in being in a position of teaching, is so helpful to regularly contemplate the Dharma in a way that works for us. Friends, be friends, your books. So that frame I described a couple of days ago about the mango tree. You know, what grows the mango tree? So enough stimulation that helps the mind go in a certain direction, and then the space to sort of digest it. And I also agree with Arjun, it's quite helpful to let go of preconceived notions about what our practice should look like as we move through the day and move back into our lives. It does help having a regular sitting practice, but it's really not the only... You know, quite so often we can think, okay, I've lost my practice because I'm not sitting regularly. But any moment we remember, kind of come back, we're practicing. And those moments, they gain momentum, like it's awareness gains momentum. It's what helps us remember. Not that the inner critical narrative catch us and somehow frame the present moment experience shouldn't be the way it is. It gets in the way of us being curious and gently open to exactly where we are.